This is K's Far News. I'm Bryce Dix. I'm joined by Andy Lyman for this week's update on New Mexico's political world. He's the man behind cannabis coverage over at NewMexicoPoliticalReport.com and the co-host of Growing Forward, a podcast that explores the cannabis industry in New Mexico. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Bryce.
So your podcast is in full swing of its third season, and some big news is coming out of the cannabis industry this month that you are covering, especially in your latest episode. Firstly, the Cannabis Control Division has finalized and published the rules for cannabis production, or cultivation rather, that broadly govern those who grow and harvest cannabis. That does include those highly debated plant count limits and licensing fees. So Andy, for my first question, what did RLD decide on how many plants could be grown, and what are those fees looking like?
Let me start with the fees. It's sort of on a graduated structure. So it depends on, they've issued different levels depending on what operation you're doing. And of course, there's the micro license. So the fee structure is actually somewhat complicated because it sort of depends on what you're doing. I think it's a lower barrier of entry for folks who are maybe growing for medical purposes. But as far as the plant count goes, we are at 8,000 now, max. Well, I shouldn't say maximum. There's 8,000 is the highest limit they have on those structures for fees. But the rules also say no more than 10,000 plants. So it's sort of implying that there's room to maybe get a temporary approval for more. For our sake, I would say it's 8,000. I'm sure some people will get the full 10,000, which is quite a bit. But you also have to consider that it might be even more than that, because they're talking about mature flowering plants, which is one stage of the growth. And so anything without buds on it is considered immature. So there's no limit on that. So basically, cost is going to be the biggest barrier for number of plants that folks get.
And of course, the license application process is open for these licenses to cultivate and produce cannabis. You followed this closely and tweeted out what you saw on Twitter. How many people have applied so far, and when should applicants start hearing back on their applications?
That's a really good question. I don't know. As far as when they should expect to see those things. I think it's there's some nuance in some of these things. My understanding from RLD is that they are willing to work with folks to sort of make sure that their applications are correct. And it sounds like their goal is to get as many people licensed as possible, which makes sense when you consider the fact that part of this big thing is a revenue driver, right? So I think that the state really wants to see folks succeed wherever they can. As far as the last number I heard, I think from another news story, was 900 people or 900 businesses have applied. I'm not sure what number of people have been approved. There is a completed process where it's not officially complete in RLD's eyes, but the portal deems it as you've completed all the tasks you're supposed to do. There's certain things in there. You have to say what your equity plan is. You have to sort of tell them what your business is going to be, how it's going to be run. So even though it shows completed applications, they are not necessarily approved by RLD. RLD also may go through what's deemed a completed from the portal and say, oh, actually, you didn't quite answer this question, so we're going to kick it back. And I think that's my understanding, is that they are going to maybe kick things back to applicants and say, maybe try again, instead of just a flat denial. But we'll see.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't there some strict qualifications a business or individual has to meet to have a chance at one of these licenses? Has any of that changed?
Yeah. So originally, a lot of folks were upset because the requirements were that you have to have everything in place before you even apply, meaning that you have to have a building, you have to have a floor plan, you have to have a security plan, you have to have everything in place, which is hard on the other end of things to tell a landlord, this is what I want to do, but I don't have my license yet. The landlord's going to say, go get your license and come back. They figured out a workaround. RLD came back and said, we realize those things can be difficult, so we will issue a letter if you request it to say that you have finished one of six things or five of six things, whatever the number is, to show those folks that you are in the process and almost approved. I will say that what Linda Trujillo, the superintendent of RLD, said was that they wanted to make sure that you were properly zoned in your building before you apply, And part of that was because they didn't want people to apply for this license and get approved, and then they can't open anywhere in their city. But she also was very aware of the fact that this would cause problems to have everything in place, which is why they came up with that provisional approval.
Yeah, I asked that because I'm not sure how RLD is ensuring equity in this process. This was a hotly debated issue in the session that legalized recreational cannabis. Do you have any ideas on that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of pieces broken down there that one of the requirements, my understanding, one of the requirements to apply is that you have to submit an equity and equality plan to RLD. But also my understanding from talking to folks who have applied is it doesn't give you sort of a metric for what that plan has to be. So the best I can tell is that you just sort of have to have an equity plan. I don't know that they're going to approve things on based on who has the best equity plan. I think you just have to show you have one. But then on the state level, yes, they are mandated by law that RLD has to come up with some sort of equity plan to ensure that the folks who are applying are sort of representative of the state, basically targeted for these previous drug laws. That's communities of color, that's communities in lower economic classes, it's rural communities. Where we're at with that now is that the state has to come up with a plan. That's still in the process. I think the advisory board has set up a separate committee to look at that stuff. So they are going to, in theory, present a plan to RLD. The way I read it is it's not saying that there's a quota necessarily to approve licenses of people of color, but instead they are tasked with making sure that they're encouraging those communities to come and apply.
And to wrap this up, while the producer rules are now in effect, rules for manufacturers, retailers, testing facilities, and other key parts of the supply chain are still in progress. And you've mentioned to me, Andy, that the manufacturing portion of that is having emergency rule changes soon. What's going on there? When do these rules need to be finalized? And what are the hurdles there?
Last week, the advisory board met and discussed the possibility of creating these emergency rules for manufacturing. So manufacturing, for those that don't know, includes anywhere from making edibles to making what they call wax or some of these other terms, shatter, basically the concentrates, the dabs that people maybe take or the vape pens. A lot of that process often uses very volatile chemicals like butane or alcohol. Of course, we've seen at least twice pretty severe injuries from these manufacturing facilities. So the justification from RLD on this is that they need to make sure that people are doing things safely and get some temporary rules in place before they can go through the actual long process that takes quite some time to put these rules in place.
And that's all the time we have today. Thanks as always to Andy Lyman for taking the time to talk to me today. I highly recommend checking out the podcast he co-hosts with KUNM's news director, Megan Kamrick. You can find Growing Forward wherever you get your podcasts.